Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Corey Ray Live Podcast Show. It's the story everybody is talking about. Oh my God! We can't believe it! The currency, the acting, the behavior. Dummies, it's Hollywood. It's going to be all kinds of behavior. Will Smith smacked the mess out of Chris Rock. We talking about that. Everybody be talking about that. I'm going to my opinion. Chris, Will, let's go with the flow. Hollywood Academy, don't take that award away from Will Smith. One mistake, look what Bill Clinton did at the White House. You know, look what he did at the White House. And he still became president, got a second term. So don't take that award away from him. That's his first award, come on. Chris, speak up for Will. You won't trap charges. Press charges. You know, you say you're going to let it go, but please speak up for him. That's his first reward. You know, you're going to get your award too one day, and the right movie comes. It's going to come, Chris Rock. I know he shouldn't have did it. That was his night, and he let Jada mess it up. Everybody say it's Jada fault. But Will have his own intentions too. You know, he's his own person. So Jada didn't push him up on that stage. So he gotta make choices in the world, you know? I don't care if you're rich or famous, whatever. Just can't get on stage and hit a person on public TV and million billions of fans and all. Star Trek. Let's talk about that. And everything else. Here we go. Okay, coming to talk of the town. A tweezum. Tweetum River. All kinds of names for Hollywood. That's why I got the H up on the hill. When we take a slash and put it H-E-L-L and the hill start burning, it's going to be more than a slap. It's just, everybody is talking about this. Like, that kind of behavior don't happen in Hollywood. Come on, man. It happened all the time. You just saw it on live TV at the Oscars. That's all. But it happens all the time. You know? You got to put this in perspective, you know? Sometimes you don't see what these actors do behind the cameras. Tom Cruise, Ben Affleck, I can go names on down the road, celebrities' behavior. Martin Lewis, in the middle of the street in Hollywood. Remember that? When he had his meltdown? And when he did what he did on his show, when he was accused of doing what he did on his show, that's why his show, everybody say, that's why his show ended. Because he did something under the covers on the show. I don't know the details. It's happened so long time ago. Everybody remember that incident on Martin Lewis, right? And that's why they took Martin off. The one of the best sitcoms of all times, right behind the Bill Cosby show, Martin Lewis. And then the Fresh Prince. Then we know the classic, golden classic, Good Times and all good times in Sanford and Son. Some of the best sitcoms ever at this name, including Family Matters too, but I'm just saying, I'm naming the Golden Comp, you know. But come on, people, this happens all the time. All the time. You know? It happens all the time. I know you turn on the news, you only get local news half of the time. Especially here in Baltimore. They just flash a period up with the stars. Like two minutes of Hollywood or California. Because people here jealous of California, you know. Really jealous. You know. And can't stand it. Can't stand the pressure, you know. They're just trying to make, you know, Long Beach out here on the East Coast, you know, make Long Beach, you know, Ocean City, Long Beach, and it would never happen, you know. It's never going to be Long Beach. And the other place in California, where they got the boardwalk and all, it ain't coming to my mind, so I ain't going to try to burn my mind, you know. But come on, people, I'm getting my perspective. I heard on the internet, on one of these talk shows on the internet, channels, and the guy, he pointed out, I mean, he called Jaina all kinds of names, you know, on his YouTube channel, you know, and I gave him a thumbs up, because he called Jaina all kinds, intelligent. You wanted to step out your marriage, you know, so you can go with other people, you know. You made him to sign a contract saying it's okay, you know, and you signed this. I forgot the names that he was naming though, but it's a lot of names he was saying, and that those names sound so familiar, you know, Epidemic, and all, something like that, you know, and he was saying all kind of stuff. I'm gonna bring it up on YouTube tomorrow, okay? I'm gonna find it and I'm gonna bring it up, okay? And I'm gonna let y'all listen to it, because he was just talking about Jaina all the time. He caught. And he was reminding me of my ex, Tandy. You know, she was trying to make me sign this contract, knowing that she, it would be okay to step out the marriage, you know, open marriage, you know, knowing that you're gonna get the okay, and you're gonna be the boss, saying it's okay to step out the marriage. It's not okay. It's not okay. I mean, but you're gonna force your husband to make it okay, you know. I mean, you gotta listen to this YouTube channel person. I saved it and everything, but he was telling it like it is. He put it down, you know, and I boy, this sound just like my ex, you know, sound just like my ex. The things he was saying and the names he was naming. I mean, I wish I could bring it up, but I only have like an hour, and I gotta record another show, because my kids is away, Jessica is away, over Nikki's, and so I'm just recording here, you know, but. And reason that I was gone, you know, the reason I was gone, this the other dumb Apple computer went down, and it went every time I turned it on, it kept cutting off, and I just got the doggone thing. I was so happy and everything, It's like when I move it to one place to the other, it was just working. And then all of a sudden, I cut it on one day, and it just would start cutting it off. Cut it on, cut it off. You know? And then when I got this one, you know, when I got this one, I thought I was going to get it because UPS people, you know, and Amazon, they play games with you, you know. I mean, I ordered sugar from Amazon and never got it. Never got it. You know what UPS did? They put a note on my door telling me that I had to come to get my pack of sugar. And from Amazon. And Amazon didn't do anything about it. Didn't even refund me my money and everything. You know? Didn't even refund me my money. But, you know, it's all good. You know? It's all good. Every time they're going to deliver from and put UPS in there, I'm going to make sure that I'm home. And make sure my sugar is delivered. In my, but you gotta watch things like that, because Will Smith said it when he got his award, that things not easy for these celebrities. You gotta act like that something that you're not. You gotta go through things. You gotta take things in. If people talk about you, you gotta take it in. You can't say nothing. I mean, I know what Will Smith was feeling, but everybody say it was something else going on, you know, and I think so too, because, you know, I thought Gina was really, really good, and I thought they was a great Hollywood couple, you know. I didn't know all that catastrophe was going on in their life, and come on, Gina Smith, you know better than that. You know, Will is your man. He's your man. No open relationships and like that. No open relationships. Okay? Close your relationship and stay with one man. Alright? Live by the Bible. And stay with one man. I don't care how rich you are or how famous you are. Stay with that man, you know? I mean, he's out there working. I know you're a good actor too, you know. But he's more famous, you know. I hate to say it. And well, you shouldn't have done that, man. That was your night. Your night to shine. You know, the night was all you, Will. It was all you. And you just let Gina and your anger control you, you know. And you just burst yourself in front of everyone, including the Kameny Awards. You put a dent in your career. And I know, I saw when you walked off the stage, you put your head down like, what did I just do? And right in front of everyone, 1 billion people around the world, you know. And I still love you, Will Smith. Still love you too, Gina. But still love you, Will. And you always going to be my movie star. You know, you make the good movies. I'm just hoping that Netflix, Hulu, Amazon won't pull your movies or nothing like that. And hopefully they'll give you chances. Okay, another chance. Don't ever do this again, Will. Okay? I mean, just try to get the public to like you again. I mean, do a movie with Chris Rock, you know? Do a special with Chris Rock, you know? Try to get your image back, okay? I mean, and Chris Rock, all the Will Smith fans apologize, okay? It's nothing about you. You're a great comedian and you're a great actor. You're just a great person, and you handled that really well right on TV. You know, some people wouldn't have handled that, you know, but you handled that very well. And you probably got a lot of calls of saying, when we get Will Smith, I mean, you probably got a lot of friends saying, let's go get him, you know. But you handled that well, and I applaud you, man. You did that real well. And even though I never watched that much of your TV show and movies, but I see when you were standing on that stage, you was hurt. Because I think you really like Will's too. And you was hurt. You were really hurt when he hit you. I saw it in your face. And that's the love the people was giving you when you come back on your stage and the comedy. That was just God's love, okay? I just hope that they do the same thing for Will. You know, he just slipped. He made a mistake. And that's... Every celebrity goes through this. You know, every celebrity. Sometimes we see it on TV. Sometimes we don't. No matter who they are. You know? We saw it with the Ravens. When the Ravens player hit his woman, he was gone. They didn't give him a second chance. You know, the President of the United States, when he said he didn't have sex with that woman, but he lied to the American people. He was a Democrat, and he lied. Well, let's go on. That go on all the time in Washington anyway. So, but he got on TV right in front of the American people. But he ran for a second term. He got a second term, and he went on. That damaged his relationship with his wife and all, I think, very well. I don't know how well that came back. He made a comeback from that and all, but we'll probably never know, because they well gone from that. But every celebrity, every president, every rock star, rapper, whoever you are, I mean, make mistakes, you know. Whether you see it on TV, you catch it on TV, or you hear about it, and then they come on TV a lie, and then they say, yeah, it happened. It's been going on ever since Hollywood started. Goes on in Washington. It goes on in Hollywood. And it goes on in between the states, too. Y'all do it, too. No. So, matter if you up there working in Washington, in the Capitol building, White House, whatever, or you work in a major studio, or you're a singer or rapper or something like that, or you just work the average 9 to 5, and one day your whole life change because this one mistake that you call your boss, one name you call your boss, or one name you call your co-worker, and your boss loved that co-worker, and you call her and him a name, and it damaged you really bad. So people, we gotta watch what we do in nowadays. Okay, we living in desperate times, okay? Really desperate times, especially for black people. They just waiting for us to make a mistake like that on national TV. They want us to make a mistake. And we'll know that he had all these fans, young fans. He was King Richard. He was recognizing King Richard, the movie that he did about the two girls that he made tennis stars. He got that reward for playing their father. And, you know, in real life, I don't know their father. I don't know the two tennis player fathers still living or not. And I know the two ladies are still living. But I know they was watching the award show. They probably was even there, you know. And well, that was only not only your night. That was their night too, because they I don't know. It was not only for you, Will. And I don't know, man. I just feel bad for you, man. I just don't want to see you vanish. You know, and Gina's like that, man. You can do better, okay? You can do way better than it with Gina. And that kind of intimacy and all that stuff is going on. You just gotta get out of that relationship, cause it's bad. It's no set thing as an open relationship. Either you're in a relationship or you're not. It's no set thing as an open relationship. It's cheating. It's infidelity. It's just disgusting knowing that. You agreed that for you to do that, you know. It's hard to talk about because I went through it too. I did the same thing on the MTA bus. I slapped the shit out of Ernest, you know, right in front of my wife and kids, and then I felt bad about it, you know. And that's why I say I know how Will Smith felt. Cause she sat right there and didn't do nothing about it and root for the other guy, you know. Like I said, that guy on YouTube, he named all the things that my wife and Jaina is. He named every name that made Will did me and did that, you know. Even though I'm not that famous, you know. But I mean, just how many of y'all stand up for your wife and just got so mad, and you up in your career, you got so mad, you just went out and just hit the person that she was talking to, you know, knowing that she cheating on you, and you just didn't even think and just lose it, you know. I mean, it was one of us, you know, one of regular people, you know, we would have went to jail, you know, automatically. We would have went to jail, you know, but up in that rank where Will Smith and Chris Rock at, all Chris said, I don't want to press charges, and that was it, you know. But I don't want to see Will and just like the rest of the stars when they show their mug face on TV. I don't want that. You know, I'm not trying to stay away from it, you know, but it's still out there, still going on, people still talking about it, and most people's rooting for Will, and all. Most people mad at Will. I mean, most people a little really upset with Will, and I'm pretty upset with him too. I mean, Chris didn't say really nothing. He was just making a joke. And sometimes you just gotta sit there and he's a comedian. And that's his job. He's a comedian. He's just making a joke. He entertaining the audience and all. And, you know, I don't know. I'm not gonna take sides or nothing. You know, I'm just not. Cause I love both of them. You know, I love both of the black guys. I mean, they black guys who made it out of the ghetto and doing something with that life. You know, and even though I'm not gonna say that I don't like Chris Rock, I just don't like that squeaky voice he got. I know he's a nice person. He probably will make fun of me doing this stuff. I'll probably just laugh, you know. But I love you, Chris Rock. I love you, man. And but I think your career gonna really gonna spin off after that. You know, it's really gonna shoot up in there. Despite getting slapped by Will, your career probably really gonna super. You're probably gonna get a lot of movie calls and another TV show and all that. But Will, man, you gotta get it together, man. I mean, I'm not gonna turn against you. I'm not gonna stop watching your movies. I'm not gonna say things like other people wanna say about you and stuff like that. But you gotta get it together, man. You know. I don't know what to say, cause you shouldn't have did that. You know, and it's, he wasn't doing nothing. And a lot of people say what she got is not a really death thing anyway. Not a serious illness. But people in my job said that too, but they don't know. They don't know facts from fiction. I just say, Will, you really need to try to work things out with Chris, okay? Just to get your audience back. And I just need my Will Smith, okay? In movies. Okay? I need my Will Smith. And Gina, you need to get yourself together, man. Woman. I love you, sister, but you need to get yourself together. You should have grabbed him and never let him walk on that stage. You know? And I thought you was a really good woman. I'm still going to watch your red table and all that. I'm not turning against the sister either. Alright? But you needed to get it together. Get your kids together. But they doing the same thing you doing. Get your life together. You messing his career up. Come on. Y'all black people who made it. Y'all recognize every other black person who trying to get there. You know? We look up to y'all. Especially the sisters. You know? And you need to get it together. Open relationship. Pick up that Bible and read to see if it is any open relationship. Do the Bible talk about any open relationship? Pick it up. Go to church and pick the Bible up. Don't say nothing about no open relationships. And anybody, any woman who told that man, come to that man and say, hey, I want an open relationship. That man should just drop things and just leave him. Leave her. Vice versa. Black people, we gotta get it together. Got to get it together. Y'all recognizing us. You know? Y'all made it. You know? I'm trying to make it. I'm 52. Still trying to make it. I don't care what people say. Still get my little bit of money from doing this podcast. A little chump change. But still, I'm getting paid. I'm not out there shooting black people. Shooting little children. I'm not selling that poison on the street. Never did, never will, never have to. I'm taking care of my kids. Got my little girl, Jessica. She's right here. Me and my sons, we going out next weekend, playing some ball and everything. I'm going to film them and all. I got my family back together. And that little hussy that I married tried to destroy it, along with a lot of other people trying to destroy us, trying to keep us apart. You don't have to be a celebrity to go through this bullcrap. Only thing different, you don't get on TV. You go out there and slap somebody, or you're going to get his hand cut. Come on. I don't know what to say, you know, do this show, and I see all the people listening to me, and most of them in Baltimore. And half of y'all probably laugh at the show, and y'all probably the one be killing each other, you know. But at least I'm doing something. You know, got me an eight-hour job. Taking care of my 18-year-old daughter. You know, who some of a mother who don't know how to be a mother. And on my behalf, I thought I was the. Everybody had me thinking that I was the person doing bad. I thought my kids were going to run to her. You know? I thought she was going to get the reward. And I was going to be left out. But God worked in mysterious ways. You know? And what I seen... ain't when I want to believe. But I just can't believe that we at this point in life that we still can't get along as black people. We still show off in front of the white man. That slap proved the matter where you at in life, who you are in life, how much money you got in life. You're human. You know, you're human. And all we'll have to do is walk out the building. Walk out the building. That's all he had to do. Just walk away. And he didn't like what he said. Pull Chris aside and say, "Hey man, I didn't like what you say about my wife. Can you tune down, please? She got an illness. Don't put her out there in the national spotlight like that. Please, I'm asking you. You know, I know you're a comedian. I know it's a joke and everything, but please don't. That hurt her really bad. You know." I mean, that's what I would have did, and I would have will. I would wait to the commercial, and then I would got on stage, I would pull them backstage and say, "Please, Chris, she got an illness. She's already upset about it. Please don't put her out there on a spotlight like that no more. I know you're just doing your job and everything, but that really hurt her. And after the show or something, can you please apologize to her?" I mean, that would have been the right thing to do. You know, Or he could just walk on stage and told it right in front of everybody. You know? And just gave the man a hug, you know? Say, please don't talk about my wife like that. She got an illness and she's very upset about it. Please don't talk about her like that. And I, you know, he probably would have got a lot of support if he did that. He did it like that, you know, or took him backstage and say something about it. But he did it the wrong way. I can't reward Will for that, what he did, you know, I just can't, because he did it. There's many other ways he could have handled that situation, and he's up there in life, you know. He's about 50, you know, and he should know better. And all his friends, his co-workers, former co-workers, gonna call him and ask him, what happened, Will? What did you do, man? I mean, half of his probably friends and family and everybody was there for him. His children and everybody. Knowing that he's going to get that award. Finally, he got that award. He should have been got that award. Ali. He got in shape for Ali and all. I mean, and it was another, what you call him, that he did. About the football player. He should have got a Academy Award for that. He finally got one. And the night of his glory became the night of his darkness. And as a Will Smith fan, I just don't know what to say, people. I mean, this is going to be talked about for a long time, you know. It's going to be talked about for a long time. And it's not going to go away no time soon. And I was laughing at first, you know. I was like, yeah. But I just thought about it, and I thought about what I did in front of my daughters, and he did it in front of his children and fans and friends, and the night that his night that everybody was there for him, you know. Be careful, people. Be careful who you love. Okay, because you never know what that person might make you do, or what you're going to do for that person. That moment of snap, you know, you feel yourself getting angry, and you feel yourself getting emotional, upset. It's time to take a walk. Time to take a walk, okay? I mean, I don't care who you are, male or female, take a walk. It's not worth going to jail or ruin your career. Okay? It's just not. I don't care where you at in life, who you are, what you do, it's just not worth it. And Will Smith made an example of that. God knows what they're going to do to him. I'm in little tears for him, because this was his night, and now he might get his award taken away. You know, I just hope a lot of people come out and help him out. You know, I just hope. You know, heard that he working on another movie and all, and I hope the studio just sit down and talk to him and everything. But just don't. You get your number chance, Will. If you get your second chance, run with it, okay? Don't mess up. Don't let Gina mess you up or anybody else mess you up. And Gina, every white, every black person love you, man, girl. Especially people from Baltimore. You're from Baltimore. And we love you. But you got issues. And you need to get them straightened. Alright. So, I'll be talking about that on the next episode too. It was a sad night. It really was. It was a sad night. And a lot of stars couldn't believe it either. They were sitting there and they couldn't believe it. But we just gotta pray for both of them. That's all I can say. Pray for both of them. And time will heal all wounds. You never know. Chris and Will might be in a movie together. You know, never know. Okay? That's, you know, America got to learn to be forgiven. You know, for black people. You forgive the white people. Be forgiven for the black people too. So, now, Strange New Worlds is only a month away. We're only 4 weeks, about 5 or 4 weeks away. We get ready to wrap up with Picard. And Picard is getting gooder and gooder. It's like the after Next Generation. I thought Picard wasn't going to be good. But once you get into it, you're going to get into it. You know, it's good, you know. And Star Trek been that. It's been that. The day Discovery came on, Star Trek was back. Period. I don't care what they say. It was back. And other people can say what the heck they want to say. You know, Discovery brought Star Trek back. It went with Discovery, we went and probably get Strange New Worlds. And there is going to be a Captain Kirk series. That's why they put in Captain Kirk in the second season. Because they can't carry Witchicom for 5-7 years. Because he died in the original series. You know, he was burnt. Something happened to him. Whatever. You know? So that's why they bring Kirk to take over Christopher Pike. And they're going to be from Strange New Worlds. And then Captain Kirk going to take over. It probably would still be called Strange New Worlds, though. Because, you know, and then they probably go into the phase one, what they was going to do in the 70s, around the movie time. And we're going to see the outfits on the movie time. The first movie, the motion picture, you're probably going to see those outfits after they do their 5-year voyage. Then we're going to go to the movie mode, what happened after the movie, you know, when he comes Admiral, you know, and then we're going to see what happened to the Curtis after the 5-year mission, and where they go, you know, and then in between the movies, motion picture, Wrecker Kong, Search of Spot, you'll probably hear stories from that. We might even get a Captain Sulu and a Captain Spot TV show. Star Trek fans, put it in your note. I know y'all been asking for a Captain Sulu for a long time. George Trapp been asking for one. You know, and we might get one. You know, we might get one. They might just go keep going, right on down to the movies. You know, right in between the movies. And I think that we will get that and much, much more. I mean, Section 31 gonna probably be good. Star Trek Academy probably gonna be good. Now, I heard that they gonna bring back Captain Sisko. No. If we get a Captain Sisko, I'm damn sure watching. You know. And I don't know what kind of grossations they giving Abram Brooks and all, but if we get a Captain Sisko, boy, man. Yeah. Oh my God, yo. Oh my God. Just keep it coming, keep it coming, keep it coming. They even talking about a Discovery movie. I keep hearing this Discovery movie coming up. Because Discovery brought back Star Trek, you know, and it pulled the gap. It ended the gap. 4 years, Enterprise. That was the last Star Trek, too. And after that, we didn't get no more Star Trek, you know. And after that, we got 5 years. 5 years? Another season of The Voyage of Discovery? Hell yeah! Hell yeah! I mean, that's awesome. And if we get to see a Discovery movie, it's gonna probably be really cool. And they probably really gonna do stuff in the movie. You know, I'm just hoping fans support it, you know, because Michael Burton is one of the best captains ever, you know, right beside Sisko, one of the best captains ever. Dennis Janeway, Dennis Arch, Dennis Picard, and Kirk. But Kirk is my boy, dude. Kirk is my boy. And some things, Michael Burton and Sisko just don't do. Kirk will do. And Picard, some things Kirk ain't gonna do, and the other captains ain't gonna do, Picard is gonna do in his crew. But as far as that, uh-uh. And I'm sure a lot of Star Trek fans agree with me. Who's that favorite captain too? You know, I'll be watching on YouTube favorite captains and all that. And some I agree with, some I don't. You know, it just sometimes disgusts me when I see that. You know, okay, that's your favorite. That's why you pick it up on YouTube or on the other Bushcon. That's your favorite. If that's nobody else's favorite but your favorite. You know, that's you telling everybody that's your favorite. And so Paramount got a new series. And it's based on Microsoft Game. Hello. That's right. Hello. With an H-E-L-O. Hello. Is anybody watching this? Anybody watching this? It's really good. It's kind of like Boba Fett, you know, a little, but they got their own storyline of Boba Fett, you know. But this sorry, people. This thing is really, really good. I mean, it's really good. It's really, 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 really good. And I just, you know, I just love it. I really do. I love it because it's a new series. For once, Paramount is kicking it out with series 1889. I haven't watched that yet, but I'm sure it's pretty good for people who like that kind of stuff. Finally getting westerns back to TV, you know. And at the same time, they ain't forgetting sci-fi fans and all. So don't worry. I'm sure Paramount got a lot of other stuff for horror people, crimes, action, and adventure people too lined up in the next coming up seasons and all. I mean, if we get Halo, I'm sure Fallout we're going to be on Amazon. I'm sure that's going to be real good too, because everybody know Amazon is doing Fallout, and if these shows is hit, who knows, Netflix might do Grand Theft Auto, and I don't want them to mess with that. I just don't, you know. But if these shows is a hit, Fallout and Halo is a hit, you better get doggone ready to see Grand Theft Auto in other games, because this is the new normal. This is a new normal for Hollywood, you know. And they bring in a lot of other celebrities on board, you know. And one thing about it is Gina and Will, they're your chance to get back in the spotlight. You always got your chance, you know. I saw you on Gotham. I'm Gina on a couple years. Did a couple seasons on Gotham. It was really good, you know. But you already got a chance, Will, to go on Netflix and do one of the TV shows or stuff. I don't believe your career is over, you know. I just don't. And I'm never going to be. I know you're always going to be an entertainer for us. You're going to find some way to come back from this. But Halo, go watch it. Paramount Plus. It's on Thursdays. It's like Captain Picard. Because I watch Halo first, and then I go watch Picard. And it's good. Paramount, CBS. We need a second season. Okay? Just don't do like Netflix and give us three seasons like they did Lost in Space. Because I want to get on, say something about that. Netflix, you don't do a famous TV show series and give us three seasons of the characters. Okay? Don't do that. Don't mess with a TV show and you only give us three seasons. Okay? Don't touch it. Okay? It was getting really good in the second and third season. The first season, you just introduced to everybody, the Jupiter 2 and the Robinsons. But the second and third season, we was just getting into it. A lot of people were really upset because we didn't get a fourth or fifth season. But we got the House of Cards. They got six seasons. Other TV shows wasn't worth shit. They got six or seven seasons. and you had a good science fiction show right there, right there, and you only gave it 3 seasons. A classic science fiction show. Classic. And you didn't want to do Lost in Space. You should have just put it aside and let somebody else do it. Paramount probably would have gave it 4 or 5 seasons. You know, Amazon might have gave it 4 or 5 seasons. But don't touch nothing. Don't touch nothing, a golden TV show, if you're not going to give it more than 4 seasons or 5. Not like Lost in Space, okay? You just can't give us 3 seasons and expect us to say, okay, it was good. A mini-series. That's all it was, a mini-series. It wasn't a series, it was a mini-series. 3 seasons. No. So you listen at Netflix, you work there, and you were responsible for that, hear me out. You was wrong. We should have got 4 or 5 more seasons. 4 and a 5th season. 4th season and a 5th season of Lost in Space. It was getting good. We would have loved to see the children grow in the original series if they would have kept it on. They would have got older and older. They probably would have finally got made it to Alan's Tory. But they made it to Alan's Tory, you know, in the 3rd season. Then all you had to do is carry it on. Whoops. And let them, and just let them explore in that system. You know, made it more adventure. They already made it to Alan's Tory, so make the 4th and 5th season, the 4th season and the 5th season about that. Okay, Mass Effect. Everybody remember the game Mass Effect? Mass Effect. Like I said, Mass Effect. Probably going to get a TV show too. If Halo and Fallout do good, that game is definitely probably going to get a live action show. You know. And Netflix, if you pick it up, you better give it 4 or 5 seasons. If you do it, but I hope you don't. You know. I just hope you don't. I just hope Paramount get it before you do. It's called Mass Effect. You know, it's the video game. Paramount, grab it before they do. So I gotta go, everyone. And good to be back. And hopefully my Apple Max computer will bring me back for more episodes. Alright, I'm just gonna put it on sleep. And I will be back. I'm running out of time. And I will see you in the next episode of the Quay with Lock podcast show. And as always, live and prosper. Live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you. And as always, Michael, Donald, Ashley, Michael, Jessica, and we love you. Hit it. Good night.